Oh, okay. And let's do this. You probably can already guess what time it is. And if you guessed 1930 UTC, then you would be right, because now is the time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh. Yeah, okay, hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, and I can see something down there I want. Hooray. And I'm down in the creek today. I slept pretty well. Wait, what was that sound? I slept fairly well, and I got up, ate my breakfast, and said, you know, we got to go down to the creek, because there could be golf balls and blah. And I came out here, came outside, came down to the creek. It's a warm day. It's 20 degrees already. It's going to get warmer. And now we have a problem, because down in the creek, I'm looking into the water, in the middle mud, ball in. Nope, it went long. There's a ball I want. There's a red. Is it a Callaway red? It looks a little bright for a Callaway. But this means we gotta do stuff, and it's kind of dangerously warm. Oh, there's a golf ball up there. I wonder if that's anything. All right, looks like we're going down into the creek. We have no choice. All right, so we go down this precarious little slope here. And then we gotta edge our way. Along this thin stretch of bank, work our way through the bush. Now we can get into the creek, get on the sandbar, and cross the little stream. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 golf balls sitting right here. Golf balls that I have left behind. Why have these not yet been retrieved by the other golf ball people? I don't know. Now, can we step across here? This mud looks bad. But we have no choice, because I've got the reacher grabber. But it's not long enough. Oh, I don't think I can stand on that mud. And it's 30 centimeters out of my reach, this beautiful ball. All right, real quick, look around. Is there a stick or anything that I can... Oh, there's bugs. All right, in order to think, I'm just going to walk up the sandbar. Oh, here's a white golf ball trapped in a root right here on the side of the bank. It's a Kirkland. I'll throw that over there for easy finding of someone else. And what's this ball up here? It's a marked ball. Oh, it's a cut. And somebody's got magic marker all over it. So it isn't actually anything. And the question remains, how are we going to get this red ball? I'm starting to get warm, and this is a pain. There's no tools. There's now 9 golf balls here. Can I or can I not step right out to there? That looks like, it almost looks like I can. Oh. Such a pain in the ass for a golf ball that I don't really need. but if I step here and stretch, okay, I got it. I'm gonna drop it in the water here. And then step over it. Let's wash it off. Oh, it's a Wilson. Wilson! Get the mud off. Beautiful. It's a Wilson Red, number one. In beautiful shape. In beautiful color. Rousing success. And the truth is, oh, there's a bunny right here. Hello, Mr. Bun. I needed this red ball because I started a new red jug. A new jug of red balls. I filled up the old jug. Ooh. And, well, I had to start a new one. So, there you have it. All right. As we go by Mr. Bun, who's just hanging out here under a tree and enjoying the lovely day. It is starting to get warm. I am going to start to sweat soon. This isn't good. But we just need to check this one last area for any potential golf balls. And I'm seeing none. Other than the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 other golf balls that are down here on this side. Yeah. So what? There's 18 or 20 golf balls down here. None of which that I want. So let's just walk this stretch right here. Check for anything that went too far astray. There's some ducks. Wood ducks just flew off. And they were over by a golf ball. There's a golf ball in the mud by the island. It kind of looks like something. Is it a logo ball? Or somebody just written all over it? Or what the heck is that? Well, I don't think it's anything special. Just looks like it has some mud on it or something. Okay, so the wood ducks went upstream. And I guess that's upstream going that way. And I guess we're probably done down here. I just need to maybe check one more spot. Oh, up here in these logs. We got birds chirping. We got ducks flying. Where's my mati? I know there's a mati down here. I've seen him a couple times now. All right, now we should be able to get a good look at the logs from this angle right here. Yeah, and doesn't seem to be anything about. Look over there. Move these branches so I can check over here. And no, there does not appear to be any golf balls down here that I want. It's a beautiful day, but I really need to go back indoors because it's going to get way too hot here. I'm starting to... Let's do two things. Let's climb out of here and let's do some synth. Because I've been doing some strange synth. And the strange synth that I've been doing is basically this. I stumbled across this chord progression and it goes like this. I'm arpeggiating it. We got this na la la. It's not very loud. We need some gain. And we got effects too. Okay, so here we come back to the beginning. Ugh, now the mix is weird. Okay, so maybe we need to adjust. Ugh. Really? I gotta go that low? That's still hot as hell. Yeah, so I did this last night and I was messing with it for a while, and this is all basically the reason this happened, and I can't even tell you what this chord progression is, but it's... Here comes the beginning. This is diminished chord. And the whole reason this came about was basically, how do I explain this? As you know, I'm sort of modal boy. I love the modes. I love the scales that we call the modes. And I like doing modal stuff. And usually whenever I'm composing music as opposed to generating it, I like to use modal scales. And, well, the basic problem I have is I'll be writing some song that's in some key, and then I'll realize that, oh, I could play this one modal scale over it, you know? And, well, then basically the problem is then I got to spend a whole lot of time trying to figure out what scale that is. And that, you know, these are always usually something really weird, like... Wait, is that right? I'm trying to figure out Phrygian dominant. Okay, so there's a typical. Okay, let's get modal. But the problem is, you know, I'm always trying to have to figure out what the scale is, and then it becomes difficult for me to play because we get all these weird notes that... Okay, so I was thinking, well, why not just make it easy on myself? Why not just create a modal chord progression where I can just use what is basically the C major scale as my mode? So then you need a weird chord progression that doesn't start on C. I'm trying to figure out what chord is this. Wait, it's... That's not it. Where do we start? No, no, no. That was around here somewhere. There it is. Okay, so this would be... Wait. Okay, so this could be B diminished. I don't know, but it sounds great when we play a C with it. Except, where do you start? So now I have this chord progression where I can noodle freely on just the white keys. No, that's not B diminished, that's A something or other. There's A minor. And then... There's A major, A minor, diminished. So where do you start? So now I have this chord progression, and I don't know how to use it. See, that kind of works. And wait, we got lots of D's in here. There's a C. And there's a B. And an A, okay. Yeah, I don't know. So now I've got this great wacky little chord progression. And I've got 6 days to figure out how to use it. Okay, so so something like this. Right, so that could become something, and I better figure it out pretty freaking fast, because I got a show on Thursday. And what the hell am I going to do? Well, I better figure that out. That's for damn sure. I mean, I've got nothing for this show coming up. And I only have to do an hour. Ugh. And yeah. So, what am I going to do? Well, I could always drop this pseudo-techno thing, this softcore agricultural techno that I've been working on. Thank you. we're back to this problem again. What the hell happened, and why does this not seem right in any way, shape, or form? Is the kick off? Did something get bumped? That seems okay. Then why does this seem so weird? No, that's the one that seems okay. Yeah, okay. That all sounds fine. Why is this off? Oh, that reminds me, I did something cool last night that I still gotta play for you, but why? This shouldn't be weird, because this is coming directly out of there. Okay, that's back on. Maybe it was just a fluke. Yeah, maybe. Fun. Okay, so anyway, you might remember that we put the Mad Monk into this, right? He's just doing this. I changed the timing up, and I muffled him. So let's bring the filter up. And then I did something accidental. Sounds like this. 2, 3, 4. That was an accident. Basically, I gotta move my knee. Basically, what happened was, we got happy voice. We got this guy running along, and I thought, okay, this is boring. Maybe we need to throw some pitch onto that. So I split some pitch coming out of the sequencer. It's the same pitch that this would be, but it would be weird. It would be different because the timing to open the gates is different, right? How does it work? Nobody knows. But anyway, I split the pitch voltage off from the sequencer, and I plugged it into the Mad Monk. Except instead of plugging it into the pitch input, I accidentally plugged it into the vowel input. And so we get this. Which is pretty damn cool. Thank you.
After I discovered this little accident, I did correct it. And this is what it would have sounded like if I would have stuck with my original idea. Which is kind of okay. But it didn't work with everything else. Not nearly as cool as this. Fascinating, rhythmically. I also did that thing with the bass. Anyway, does any of this stuff work together? See, every time we go from there to this, it throws me off. It does not sound right. It's messing me up. So yeah, nothing's good. Everything is stupid. And I've got a show in 6 days? 5 days? Probably should get to work. Probably should do something different with this. Because even though this is what we started with, this is suddenly not working for me. It gets off, or at least it seems like it gets off. And that seems fine. Maybe I'm just imagining things. Does that sound right to you? You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I'm out.